Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is on the line with us right now from Comcast Sports. Hi, Ricky.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Ricky, thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it. Obviously, you were close with Dutch. Tell us what he meant to the 93 team.
He was it's not just that. I mean, I think when you look at Dutch, he was, you know, the word leader will always come out when you talk about Darren Dalton, but it wasn't just on the field. It was off the field. It was trying to make you a better individual, whether it was playing baseball, pitching, hitting, or, you know, doing the right thing, you know, off the field. He tried to keep you in touch with reality, I guess, at times. And I know it's strange saying that about Darren because, you know, Darren was his own individual and, you know, but leadership qualities, there was nothing like him. I played on a bunch of teams, and this is a guy that would stand up for you no matter what. And, I mean, if you had problems, you know, going on in your life, he would try to help you through those. And I don't think people saw that. People saw, you know, the tough guy on the field, but he was one of the nicest guys with the greatest heart you'd ever imagine you could meet.
Hey, Rick, you came in 94, right? Right after the magical 93.
Yeah.
Was it
right.
What was it like for you coming in to a situation with all these guys in this kind of like iconic image, and he was the leader of it? Did he welcome you right away? What was it at the beginning for you there?
He actually did, and I think that was one of his best qualities, is that coming in as a rookie, I mean, you're scared to death coming on a team of this many veterans and where they were the year before, and he made you feel at home. He explained to you what you needed to do, how you needed to be quiet at certain points, how you needed to just go ahead, do your job, and get it done, and people will respect you, and people will understand who you are and what type of person you are. And I think, to me, that was the greatest thing in the world because, like I said, when you first come up, you're not really sure what to expect. And having a guy like him in the clubhouse and having a guy that would come up to you and explain to you exactly what you needed to do to fit in, then I mean, to me, that was the best quality that he could have given me coming up my first year, because it's scary. There was no doubt. I don't think it's like that as scary anymore, but, I mean, coming up with those guys, I mean, yeah, it was a crazy clubhouse to start with, and Darren kind of put a reality check into it.
You know what just irritated me, Rick? I just realized, if you were there in 93, they probably would have won it all.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they needed one more great arm in the bullpen,
actually,
and it was you.
I actually was called up on August 28th of that year, and the Phillies ended up making a trade, and on the 30th, they took my gloves, they took my spikes. I couldn't do anything for 2 days, and on the 30th, I came into the clubhouse with all my stuff packed, and they told me I wasn't going up. The Phillies had made a trade.
They would have won if they just brought you up. You were throwing 98 then, right? You were kidding.
Yeah, I was throwing pretty hard back then.
Oh man. Hey, Rick, I'm really curious about what it was like to throw to him. You were the pitcher. He was the catcher. What kind of a catcher was it?
Well, there's a story I tell, and this will tell you everything. My first year when I came up, we were about 3 months into the season, and for the first time in my big league career, I shook him off. Mistake. Big mistake. He calls timeout, walks out to the mound, looks me right in the face, and asks me what my ERA is with him behind the plate. And I said, I don't know. He said, zero. He goes, what's your ERA with so-and-so catching? And I said, I'm not sure. He goes, the rest, and just walk back to home plate. I mean, if you want to talk about somebody who's taking charge, I mean, there you have it. There's no other way to look at it. He was in charge. And quite frankly, I think you picked up a lot of pitches with him behind the plate because he knew how to talk to the umpires. He knew how to butter them up, and that's what it's all about.
All right, so wait a minute. So you're telling me, Rick, very rarely did any Phillies pitchers ever shake off Darren Dalton?
Yeah, well, I tried once.
I know, but I'm wondering. I guess they had all realized that whatever he calls, you better just throw it. But you're telling me he's working the ump, he's framing the pitches, he was doing all that stuff, too, to help you out.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he knew how to move his body, how to position his body into a position where the umpire, even if you were 4 inches off the plate, thought it was a strike. So, I mean, he did little things back there that I don't even think people realize. I mean, he didn't have the greatest mobility, but if you hit him in the glove, most likely you're getting a called strike.
I know we're up against it. I got one more for you, Rick. Rick, well, after your careers were over, did you maintain connection with him? What was it like after the
I mean, as a matter of fact, we got closer because we worked together. I mean, in a different manner on Comcast. So, I mean, it was a lot different. You know, I've done some things with his charity. So, I mean, he never changed, and I think that's the greatest thing about Darren. Even when he was going through, let's face it, hell, he was the same person. He was hurting. Everybody knew it. He never let you know that he was hurting. And I just think that shows how tough he actually was as a person and inside his body and how tough his mind was. I mean, that's more than baseball. That's a guy that is just looking out for others.
Well, everybody should check out Comcast Sportsnet throughout today. I know Ricky and all the crew over there is going to do a great job remembering Dutch. Ricky, as always, thank you. Great job. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for having me on, Ant.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.